Now for more on Mitt Romney's decision and the question of which candidate his supporters might back now, we turn to Vin Weber. The former Minnesota congressman has been volunteering as Romney's policy chairman. I asked Vin Weber when Romney made the decision to drop out of the race.
I think he made it overnight.
Really?
He had not made it as of last night. Sometime overnight, maybe first thing this morning, consulting with some other folks up in Boston, he made the decision.
You know, in the last few weeks, there has been this real battle over the sort of heart of conservatism in the party. And Mitt Romney has faced this constant criticism that he was a bit late to this because he had changed his policy, his stance on some issues that are sort of key to conservative orthodoxy. Do you think that that was one of the things that was just really hard for him to deal with, that barrage of criticism about him being a flip-flopper?
Yeah, I think it dogged him throughout the campaign. I also think the image of Mitt Romney as a flip-flopper was developed all out of proportion by his political opponents and, frankly, by some folks in the news media. There's no question it hurt him, and I don't think that he anticipated that that was going to come at him quite as hard as he did, because in his own mind, that was not true. I mean, as you probably heard him say time and again, he changed his position on abortion for very solid reasons, which he was quite happy to explain to people. But the other issues were simply, you know, cases where people didn't quite understand what his position had been in the first place.
He also had to deal with one thing that was very difficult for the campaign from the very beginning, the question of his Mormonism. Do you think that that, in the end, was a bit of a millstone for him?
I think that this country would elect a Mormon president. I do believe with the evangelical Christian community, since they had an alternative right out of their own ranks, Governor Huckabee is, after all, an ordained Southern Baptist minister. It just became hard for those folks to decide that they were going to support a Mormon over one of their own.
Was he dismissed because of that, or did he face some degree of discrimination because of his faith?
Well, the discrimination that I didn't like was the fact that we couldn't get past the discussion of it in the media. It was a constant theme in every story written about him.
It sounds like you're saying it was almost hyphenated.
Yes, that's about right. Mitt Romney, Mormon candidate. You see it a little bit on the other side of the aisle with the contest between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton does not want to be Hillary Clinton woman, and Barack Obama does not want to be Barack Obama black candidate. And there's a sense in which they're probably more sensitive to those bigotries. And so the tagging of Mitt Romney as the Mormon candidate was a little more overt than it certainly would have been if it were based on race or gender.
You know, back in July, I was looking at a Fortune magazine piece. Back in July, some of his advisors were encouraging him to take off the suit, you know, loosen up a little bit. We saw that as he went further into the campaign. You saw him more often in a windbreaker than in a business suit. Do you think that if he had done that earlier, people might have seen something different?
I don't think you can make somebody be what they're not. You know, if he was uncomfortable, at least at the outset of the campaign, not looking fairly formal, I think it might have almost been worse to try to force an informality on him that was not natural.
Where do the party's core conservative voters go now? Will they back John McCain?
I believe that they will back Senator McCain, but it's going to take a little bit of work. But there, you know, every nominee has to go to a little bit of an effort to unite the party. And in this case, maybe they'll have to be a little more than usual, but I think it will happen. Senator McCain, at the end of the day, has a record that the party will be comfortable with. He just needs to do a little courting of some of the leaders that have had their feathers ruffled.
Vin Weber, thank you very much. All
thank
the best
you.
To you.
See you. Bye.
Vin Weber was the policy chairman for the Mitt Romney campaign.